All right, everybody, welcome to part two of this episode where we're breaking down the Cavs, the 2019 draft, and how we feel about things going forward. I'm letting you know it's fiery right off the rip. Maybe adjust your volume down just a little bit because I'm about to go off about Kevin Porter Jr. and the Cavs, and I want you guys to understand how fired up I am. Here we go, part two. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Here we go.
Kevin Porter Jr., that's it. Kevin Porter Jr., nobody else. That's the only elite talent you have on the Cavs roster. Okay, now you go second tier. What's the second tier of talent you have on the Cavs roster? Oh, nope, there's no second tier. Okay, we go third tier. We're on third tier.
I have no idea what you got right
now. These are mild starters. Mild starters for the Cavs, okay? You have...
Finish your tier system first. What's first tier? Is that superstars?
First tier potential. That's superstars. That's your guys who are all stars year in, year out. That's a Kevin Porter Jr. talent.
Okay.
Next is your all stars. All right. Guys that are going to be good.
Okay.
The Kevin Lowry's of the world. They're good players. They're never.
I wouldn't even say he's an all star. He's a borderline all star.
He's an all star multiple years. He has 8 all star appearances.
He is, but most of those years I wouldn't take him over.
Okay.
Several
so
players.
Now we're second tier. No one's in that second tier for the Cavs. Okay. Now we're third tier.
All star potential. No one has all star potential on this team. You're saying Larry Nance can't become an all star 1 year? Borderline Kyle Lowry also. That's what I'm talking about. You say he's an eight time appearance.
He could be.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about.
But
potential,
he's
right?
A weird fit, man.
You
he's
said potential. You don't say current superstars, current all stars, right? You said potential.
How long is Larry Brand?
So hold on. First tier, Kevin Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Second tier, I'd say Dylan Wendler, Larry Nance Jr.
I mean, really. Kevin Porter Jr. is probably second tier because superstars. I'm talking about the league shakers.
Okay, so
like a Luka and like a Harden and Trae Young type players.
Giannis, LeBron, generational
LeBron.
Players.
Generational players.
Okay, so tier two, we probably have 3 or 4 guys at tier two. Okay, Tristan Thompson.
Tier two?
Yeah.
No.
Potential. We're talking about potential.
Tristan Thompson is never going to be an all-star. He'll never be an all-star.
Potential.
He's been close.
And we're talking about borderline.
He's never going to be an all-star.
We've talked about borderline.
I promise you.
Okay.
Tristan
Thompson
will never be an all-star.
So we have probably three guys.
He'd be
right
an all-star in the Kardashians world. He's a Kardashian all-star.
We have three
he's
guys.
He's out there making headlines for them. He's never going to be a Cavs NBA all-star. Let's look at.
We have three guys in tier two.
No, we don't. We have Kevin.
We're talking about potential. You don't think Kevin Porter Jr., Larry Nance, and Garland have all star potential?
You're forgetting Sexton. You're gonna leave Sexton out at 22
yeah,
points
yeah,
a game.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
You
him
don't
out.
Think he can get a all star bid?
That's what I said. 3 or 4 guys.
You think he can get a 2015, 2016 Hawks bid?
I'm thinking he might be able to get himself a Kyle Lowry bid. Wait, all right, yeah, slip him in there. Maybe 1 or 2 years.
Look at how the league didn't appreciate him in the Rising Stars Challenge. That just goes to show you how the league doesn't give a crap about Colin Sexton. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm saying that as a, hey, the league understands this guy is limited.
Yeah.
And that's fine. He's your Lou Williams at very best. Very best Lou Williams.
And Lou Williams is a damn good player.
He's a damn good player. I'm okay with him being a Lou Williams. That's fine
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, that's the ceiling.
But he's not Lou Williams and an all-star, bro.
Has he never been all-star?
He may have been all-star.
That's what I'm saying. He might have slipped in one
he
or two years.
Slipped in for a quick.
So I'm saying he might have had himself a Kyle Lowry year. A couple years where he shouldn't have been in, but he kind of slipped in just because how the year turned out. Maybe a star guard got injured in the East that year or something like that. But we have those second, third, fourth tier players. We can probably say
he was never an all-star.
Third tier, okay. Third
Williams
tier
has been close, but he got snubbed.
Okay, third. We have some guys in second tier potentially. Is that what we're talking about? Potential players, potential all-stars, and then we have players in the second, third, and fourth tier. We need that starter, but that's what you need. That's why you try to push these minutes and more of your attention on those tier one guys.
Here's what the Cavs
tier
are
two
right
guys.
Now.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Here's what the okay. Cavs are right now. The Cavs are a team that can surprise you on a night if you're not prepared. They can stick in a game if they get hot, and they can win a game if their shots are falling. They're not a team. They're a 30 win team.
This team, as it currently states.
As it currently states.
Nope. They are potentially playoff team. With this current roster, they are 8th, they are 7th, 8th seed in the East.
Just no, though. Just absolutely not.
I have there's way more value in Andre Drummond than you think it is.
No,
how many
he's unplayable in the last 5 minutes of the fourth
quarter. I'm about to shut your mouth. How many centers in the league are better than Andre Drummond?
How many centers?
How many? Name them right now.
Jokic, Nurkic.
Joker, okay, so 1, 2.
Gobert,
the defensive player of the year. Okay, 3.
You've got
Boogie Cousins if he's healthy, right?
Boogie's gone, man. His career is over.
Okay, so we got what, 3 right now.
I'll take let's see who else we got.
You think Miles Turner is better than him? I don't.
No, I'd take Sabonis over him. Sabonis plays.
He's not a center though.
He plays center a lot of times.
Nope. Yeah. 4 or 5.
Plays center in a small ball lineup. Yeah, he does.
Okay, in a small ball lineup. All right.
I'll take
Sabonis. So in that sense, would you take
Vucevic and Magic? I'll take Vucevic.
And that's with a small ball. Would you take PJ Tucker over him because he's apparently a center now in your book?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'll take PJ Tucker over him.
Get out of here.
PJ Tucker is like a huge piece that Rockets.
Roster. Okay, he is.
If you don't have PJ Tucker, you don't even get to some.
He
of the
is, but we're talking centers. He's not a center. I'm. You might be qualified one because he's playing center minutes, but he's not.
I said top five.
He's centers.
Not, he's not. You. That's what I'm saying. Like, you look at the Rockets. They're playing Mike D'Antoni's basketball, right? And that team is good.
He has a James Harden.
That team is good.
He has Westbrook too. That's 2 superstars.
Capella's better than him too. Capella's better than
Drummond. So that's 5, right?
Right.
Yeah, Capella's 5.
Better than Drummond.
So he's a top 10 center, easy, probably you'd say, right?
Okay, but what's your win share on a center like that? What difference is he making? The
that's
court?
What I'm saying. He's not going to get the contract. Oh, and in Hunt, 2021.
He's a 15.
We talked about
player.
Hunt 2021. We talked about how it's a really deep free agency, right? How much faith do you have in Kobe Altman to sign any of those? Take into consideration.
Cleveland because we're not competing for any right now.
I have very little faith in Kobe Altman. He botched the Clarkson trade. I don't think he got nearly the amount of value he should have got.
No, the Jazz got a great trade.
They bolstered the bench immensely with Jordan Clarkson. And he had
the
would have,
they needed.
Yeah, we have Dante Exum still, by the way, if you guys forgot about that. I forgot about him.
Dante Exum's garbage, man. That dude's straight garbage.
He's a blow average IQ, in my opinion. He's a tweener at everything.
And his shot's broken as hell. Like, you've been in the league this long, you need to fix your jump shot, man.
But I think, you know, just like the same idea with Tristan Thompson, if we can get him back for a reasonable salary, like a contract, then you pick up both of them.
Here's what I'll tell you, Tim, and we talked about this with the Browns extensively, is stop settling for mid-tier, below-tier garbage players. And here's
Andre Drummond isn't that tier.
Hold on, I'm gonna make a comparison to you right now, and he's gonna be real upset about it.
I know it's coming.
Andre Drummond is Colin Sexton. He's the same freaking player at the center position. You know why? Andre Drummond will come in for 15 minutes. He'll get a ton of rebounds. He'll get a couple blocks. He'll get maybe a couple of putbacks, a couple of easy layups. But you know what Andre Drummond will do for you? Not move the score at all. That scoreboard, your differential, the diff on the cue will not effing move because Andre Drummond does not help you win ball games. Just like Colin Sexton does not help you win ball games.
He's that
freaking player that no one understands what to make of them because everyone is screaming, they're a great player, they're a great player. And the player is screaming, no, he sucks, he's not going to help
you win. What player is saying Andre Drummond isn't a good player?
He's a good player that helps you do nothing. He's a zero-tier player.
So you don't think
he's a player that at the gym, you see him, you're like, oh man, he can get a bucket. Okay, cool. He can play some defense. But you have to have him in almost the perfect mindset. You have to have him play a perfect game for him to be useful for you to pick him up. And Drummond is not that player. He's not gonna be motivated the whole time. He's not gonna play defense the whole time.
He has a high motor. What are you talking about?
Drummond?
Have you watched
Drummond? That dude is uninterested as hell.
You're talking about passion, not high motor. He's still a high motor, high energy guy.
Bullcrap. Drummond is not a high motor guy. That guy is
slower than
molasses.
Okay, speed has nothing to do with his high motor.
High motor, Tim, is not just about like your activity on the team.
Yeah, it mostly is. Timmy, high energy, high motor. Yes, it is. He's not. That has nothing to do with athleticism.
It's absolute garbage.
That has nothing to do with athleticism. Drummond
is Colin Sexton in the fact that he will not help you win anything.
Okay, so you don't think? Okay, when we traded for Andre Drummond, you don't think the Cavs got any better?
No, they got 0% better.
Wow.
They got 0% better.
I cannot believe Mark right now. He's losing his mind out of nowhere.
They got a rotational big that'll help you like keep the status quo. Like if you got a 2-point lead and you put Drummond in, he won't let you lose a 2-point lead.
15-15 is an average player and who's not gonna move the scoreboard for you, then we don't have anything to argue.
He's not going to move the scoreboard for you. People will tell you they cannot figure out Drummond because he literally doesn't help you win games. He's a stat guy who does not help you win games. He's going to get out there and get rebounds. He's the guy that's going to tell you, yeah, man, I had a great game. Bro, you didn't help us win at all. You didn't make any clutch plays. You didn't make plays that, like, that adjusted.
He had big-time blocks and then a few games alone with the Cavs.
Dude.
Later in the day.
And then the same token, he shot dumb threes, he had turnover passes, and he got burnt on defense off the dribble because he's slower than molasses.
We talked about this. The Cavs are giving him that freedom, that option to do.
No, on the Cavs didn't give him the freedom. He took it. No one said Drummond, pull threes. Literally, no one told me to do that.
We talked about this. He's on a bad team, and we're trying to show him what it's like in Cleveland and give him a little option and think about this team.
Drummond, please pick up your option so we can use you as a trade ship. That's all we want from him. We're here to use Drummond. Cleveland doesn't give a shit about Drummond. We're here to use him and trade him and flip his cap so we can find more assets. We're in asset accumulation mode. You know how the Browns were tearing the thing down and had a 3 to 5 year rebuild? Congratulations.
A 20-year rebuild?
The Cavs are in the rebuild right now.
20-year rebuild, you mean?
That's what Haslam and the Sashi boys said. They said that we're in a 3 to 5 year rebuild. And people went, what? And this is what the Cavs are right now. We're in a super rebuild. We have to convince the best players in the roster that we're building something. At the same time, not giving a damn about the players who we're going to flip as chips. I mean, friggin', like you said, Clarkson, terrible trade. Because not only did you lose a lot for what he was valued at, but you had guys like Kevin Porter Jr., Colin Sexton, and Garland, you know, say out loud that they had a hard time processing, you know, not having him there to help them teach stuff. Kevin Porter Jr. got big time coaching tips from
Clarkson. It was a really stupid trade.
Yeah. Okay, but here's what the people will tell you. They'll tell you, oh no, it was a great trade because you freed up all this freedom for Colin Sexton to take 10 more shots and to have way more, you know, high usage rate. He's had the high usage rate already.
He had a really high usage rate.
The only reason that Colin Sexton's usage rate is this high is because
he's on a bad team.
Of the team he's on, exactly.
He's on a bad team. Exactly. He's gonna be a high usage rate player on a bad team. So, and we talked about how we don't have faith in the front office, and that's why I think we're gonna re-sign. We're not gonna get anyone in 2021, and we're gonna have to re-sign those, as you say, mid-level players in Tristan Thompson and Andre Drummond. I'm saying, for what the big man we've had, we need a bigger, taller, more defensive center than we've had. I hate playing the small center, the tweener center like we have in the last 10 years since Big Z retired. It doesn't work for Cleveland basketball for the most part. Since what we've had and the coaches we had to try to construct teams, it hasn't worked.
Here's what you need at center in today's NBA basketball. You need a Bam Adebayo type. Bam Adebayo can tear up a basketball court. And because he's athletic as
hell. So one of the best centers as well in the league?
Yeah. Adebayo is the kind of guy I also want on the roster.
Also, Adebayo and Hassan Whiteside would probably be players you'd say.
Hassan Whiteside is better than Drummond. Is better than Drummond, but he's still like the same kind of player. He doesn't help you win games unless he wants to.
I haven't agreed with much in this episode with you, Mike.
That's fine.
I'm not here to
help people agree with each other. I'm here to tell you that the Cavs are currently, as they're constructed, in a shithole. The Cavs are in real trouble. And I, as a person that attends multiple Cavs games a year, now people will say, oh, no, you've been watching Cavs. Absolutely. I've seen almost every game since the Cavs, you know, since LeBron has left. I watched all the games when LeBron was here. I've had season tickets. I was at all the playoff games. I've been a Cavs fan for a very long time. And right now, as the roster is currently constructed, it's not as bad as when LeBron left the first time, but it's definitely not good.
When you're a borderline playoff team, yeah, it's not nearly as bad as 2010.
No.
When you're literally the top three worst teams in the NBA.
Smarter than Samuels on our roster. We're not dealing with that stuff.
So I'm saying it's pretty marginally better.
I'm telling you that
2010.
It scares me that there's people on the internet right now that are petitioning that Colin Sexton is the Cavs' future when so clearly he's not. Just like people here are petitioning that Andre Drummond has a future with the Cavs, and he's so clearly not.
Well, he still is on contract with the Cavs. That means he has potential. That alone gives him the potential to be a future.
Let me ask you a dumb question. If you're going into the NBA Finals as Andre Drummond's your center, do you feel good about that?
Depending on my coaching, if I can get rid of some of these bad habits, some of these bad mentalities, and really focus on and harness what he's good at and limit some of his stupid play, then yeah, he's a damn good center for your team.
If you play, and that's what it matters. 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. He's not ready to take that step down though.
Your coaching is a difference. You're coaching to make Colin Sexton an adequate bench player and be one of the best bench players in the league for years to come. It all depends on your coaching. It all depends on your player development. And that's what you're missing. You're saying the player is broken and not the system. The system is more broken than the players are. And yes, we need star talent, but we're trying to figure out while rebuilding. And yes, the three things I agree with you during this episode are: one, drafting Dylan Windler still, and then two, Kevin Porter Jr. still, and then three, your opinion on Colin Sexton. That's the only three things I agree with you on this segment, because you've fallen off the wall, fallen off the high rise, off the rails.
I'm not off the rails, Tim. I'm here telling you. I'm telling
this
you.
This is
here.
Peak pandemic Mike, guys. No. We're deep into it, guys.
Pandemic Mike. This is realist Mike here telling you that the Cavs are in a bad position, and that if you have to convince yourself that Andre Drummond and Colin Sexton are your future, you're in a bad spot.
I'm not saying they're your future. How often are you saying you need a dominant center in the league? You just need defense. You need defense, and you rebounding, and you need some rim protection. What does Andre Drummond bring? All three things of those things.
Oh, you know what you forgot about that? Versatility, bro. You need someone who could do the pick and switches.
Do you need it or do you want it?
You need it in this league. You need
has the Warriors had JaVale McGee before?
Yeah. They played him 10 to 15 minutes, baby.
Andre Drummond.
Every day of the week. Andrew Bogut. 10 to 15 minutes. Here's the difference. Colin Sexton thinks he's a guy stuck on a roster who's got a James Harden potential. That's who he thinks he is. He's one of those guys, and he's a psychopath, because every NBA player has to be so juiced up on their own ability to be successful.
To be in the NBA.
To be in the NBA. Because they're the top athletes in the world. And that's just the case. That's what it is. But he believes he's James Harden, and that's fine. But he will never be James Harden. He will never be James Harden. So what does that tell me? I have to get some value out of him when he's high, and as soon as I get the highest value for him, I gotta move that asset.
It's the fourth thing. That's the fourth thing. I agree with everything you said about Colin Sexton.
Same thing with Drummond. Drummond's an asset. So you look at the Cavs roster. I'll tell you right now. I've got four players.
He's an asset if you did something for him, though.
I've got four players.
Andre Drummond. How often you... I don't think it's going to be nearly as likely to flip Andre Drummond as you think.
Yeah. It will be super easy. You're flipping bad contracts. It's gonna be
okay, so how easy was it to get something for Jordan Clarkson?
How easy was it to get value for Jordan Clarkson?
For Kobe Altman. How easy was it?
Class is trash. The 2021 class is stacked. That's what people care about. They don't care about this year's free agency. They care about next year's.
So why don't you try re-sign Clarkson for a year and then try to use his value for 2021?
Because the Jazz will probably re-sign him because they want him on the team and they probably could.
No, I'm saying before we traded him, why wouldn't the Jazz let into that?
The Clarkson's probably mature enough to understand what he is in the NBA, and then he's gonna be on a team that's gonna compete for something. And the Jazz are gonna be one of his best options, not only because he's been there and been successful with them, but I think he can understand.
He understands the culture. He understands the winning.
That the team wants to go somewhere, and they see him as a big piece of that.
Wait, but I'm saying before we traded him. Why wouldn't the Cavs throw a little bit of money at them and say, hey, stay with us one more year. Groom the young guys, have a little more fun in Cleveland.
Because they wanted to free up more usage for Colin Sexton to pump his value.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But there's two options you can go with. You said get assets, get value out of Drummond and Sexton, or you can convince them to be a part of this culture and play the role, and maybe that's coming off the bench with Colin Sexton, and for Andre Drummond, maybe that's saying, hey, don't shoot any threes. Hey, and like be a little bit like locked in on defense and limit your fouls. But like this for Drummond, it's do less things than you think it is. Like to be efficient and like
he's not
quality player in the system.
He's not ready for that.
It's up to coaching. It's up to if he wants to be.
It's up to player buy-in. And you
yeah,
got
it's
two
a, your coaching and
you
it's your player development. Yeah, one.
You got two.
I don't think Andre Drummond.
Andre
this
Drummond
guy.
Believes he's one of the best centers, if not the best center in the league. Freaking Colin Sexton believes he's the best young point guard in the league, best young shooting guard in the league.
Okay, Andre Drummond, he's better than a lot of the top centers. Maybe one night, or like a night here or there. So I can see his mentality. But Colin Sexton, yes, I agree that his mentality is in this crazy place. But Andre Drummond, it's not that far off. Like, the drop-off from where he is to where he thinks he is not that far off.
I think it is. I think because the NBA has passed him
and
by.
And you can say...
It's passed him by, man.
Okay.
Look at a guy like Blake Griffin, man. What's his value in the league right now? It's garbage because he doesn't do anything to help you win. Look at a guy like DeAndre Jordan. How much value does he have at this point?
He's with the Brooklyn Nets. He's going to be a great piece for once Kyrie and Tatey is healthy. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
Players are only as dysfunctional as some of the teams they play on. They say, oh, he's toxic. Oh, that guy's toxic. Until he comes into a system that's healthy, that's good, and that builds players up and develops them and turns them into a winning team.
Perfect. I agree with all that, all those things you said.
So I'm saying Andre Drummond has so much more value. I mean, assuming that Kobe Altman has zero ability to execute and get any value from his players, from trades, in this context, that Andre Drummond has way more value than trying to re-sign him and turning into that player that I just mentioned, this good player in a good system, than trying to ship him off for what I think Kobe Altman would get for him. I don't believe in Kobe Altman. I think any of the good moves he made, drafting Porter, drafting Wendler, that's about it, have been John Beilein. John Beilein, if you listen to his interviews pre-draft or post-draft, Kobe Altman mentioned how this raised about John Beilein, how he's super, super helpful in the process. And he basically said, yeah, John Beilein drafted these guys, not me. Because he has no eye for talent. And he doesn't really have any respect in the league either. He got ripped off in the IT trade, and he had option to veto it. If you're a good GM, you veto that trade because of his hip. And you don't give away Kyrie for nothing. And then if you have eye for talent, you don't draft Colin Sexton over Michael Porter Jr. just because he can't play 1 year in your rebuilding system. That made zero sense.
They didn't hold Kyrie long enough. I'm fully with you on that one. I'll say this, though, just to kind of wrap things up here in this discussion, is the Cavs, they're not poised to be a playoff team as currently constructed until you start moving more pieces. You have to move more pieces, and you have to actually you have to retool your team to fit today's NBA. And sad as it is, Andre Drummond's not a piece that's going to help you do that. He's a guy that's going to come in 10-15 minutes. And I keep saying it, 10-15 minutes, because I think that's what his role is.
On a championship team, maybe.
Yeah, but here's
the thing. But we're not a championship team right now.
Man.
For a long time, we could be a contending team. But until everything clicks, right, that we might not be a championship contender.
You have to have your coaching staff and your front office wake up and give the reins to Kevin Porter Jr. That's what I need.
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
If you're going to be a successful team, give the reins to Kevin Porter.
On this team, I think you should play the one and have Garland at the two.
Yep, I don't mind that at all. Honestly, I don't mind it at all. But you're gonna have to give a dose of humility to people, and you're gonna do some radical shit.
And if they don't buy in, then that's when you ship them off. If they don't buy into the culture and they want to stay that crazy that psycho mentality, if say you call in Colin Sexton to your office, and if Kobe Altman, and you have a talk with him and saying, this is the direction we're going, when I have you play off the bench, You didn't be a leader. You didn't dominate the ball off the bench. You didn't drop 13 to 15 points, and you command a bench unit. And we're gonna have Kevin Porter Jr. and Darius Garland start. And he didn't. We have two different ways. It's gonna be like, garbage.
I'd laugh at you if I was Colin Sexton.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So he has one or two ways. He said, "All right, I want to be part of this culture. I like Cleveland. I like what we got going on. I think we might be able to." Hold on. I said, this all depends on his maturity level and where his head's at. And say, all right, I'm going to accept that role, and Cavs might be way better off for it. Or you can say, that's hilarious. This is ludicrous. I want to be traded ASAP, a team that actually wants me and actually sees my value and my potential.
Let me ask you this. How many rosters do you think Colin Sexton starts on? In the NBA. How many rosters?
You want to pull up let's pull up the teams.
I'll just do it right now. The Knicks.
The Nets. Yeah, that's my first team.
Knicks, the Wizards,
not the Wizards when they're healthy.
Not even the Kings, man.
No, yeah, they have De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield.
Not the Kings. Maybe the Orlando Magic.
But I'm saying not even the Wizards when they're healthy. You know, they don't start over John Wall, Bradley Beal.
Any roster. Most rosters, man. Look at the
team. He just start with Chicago. He could be the one guard. Over, and then you have
Chicago, Levine at the two. San Antonio, the Knicks. 1, 2, 3. Not the Clippers.
Dallas? Yeah, you no. Luka and what? Who's your two guard?
No, it's Hardaway. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Pelicans, no. Detroit, sure.
Detroit. So yeah, Detroit, Chicago... New York.
I would give you Luke. I'd take Luke Kennard right now for Colin Sexton, straight up.
I wouldn't.
Straight up, man.
I haven't seen much Luke Kennard, though.
I love
Luke. I've heard about him, but I can't say anything based.
Fill it up.
Based off word of mouth.
He's today's.
And then the Hornets. Would you start him over Terry Rozier?
No.
Or Bridges?
No, absolutely not.
Graham,
no.
And then who's the two guard in Memphis? You had what's his name? Butts?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So maybe a handful of teams here.
What do you have? Four teams, five teams?
In Orlando, you can say. Over maybe Fultz at this time, but probably not. I see him as high.
Look at him and you say, okay, who's gonna fit with this guy? So ultimately, I don't think they're gonna have that conversation with him now. I think they're gonna try to flip the script on him. They're gonna try to trade him at some point. You know, it's not gonna be this next year. Probably the year after. He's gonna decide, hey, am I gonna give him big money or am I gonna trade him?
Oh, Sexton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you give him big money, I'll cancel my tickets. I'll cancel my tickets the moment that happens.
I will lie it.
I will cancel my tickets and.
Wait, he was drafted in 2018. So what we got till. The sum of 2023, is that right? Or sum of 2022?
Yeah, you got
the sum of 2022 to extend his player option, right? Or to decline it. Here. Yeah.
With Colin Sexton, and then it's about done. So, all right, well, I'm about done with this current conversation of things because I honestly think that the Cavs are in a tough spot. And if we look at the whole redraft of things, I don't know how much good it does.
I don't even think we're in a tough spot. I think we just need to have someone in a position of leadership know what they're doing.
A good player in this coming draft. You got to draft a nice piece. You can't draft a bench player.
We have close to a team of what you would want around a couple of stars. So we just need a couple of stars. That's about it. We just need a few stars, you know.
It'd be great.
Not much.
It'd be great. Yeah, not a couple stars.
So we didn't do the 2018 draft. We'll do that Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And then we have a few other things. We have a who is the better duo. We draw in LeBron and a couple of hit the guys he's played with. And then we'll do a 2011 draft as well. And talk a little bit more about some stuff here coming up.
Yeah, there we go. That sounds great. All right, man. Well, hey, I appreciate everyone checking in the podcast out, continuing to follow and support. Really appreciate that. And we'll talk to you guys, you know, real soon here on our next episode coming out on Wednesday.
Yeah. So I'm your co-host, Tim.
And I'm Mike, and Andre Drummond should be a bench player. And this is Everything Cleveland. And remember, in Cleveland, everything is earned. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you.